prepared Jesus to be. We have to be.
Amen.
We have to. And we came to tell us that today. We have to make sure that our children are being the way that God anointed his son Jesus to be.
Amen.
We have to.
Hallelujah.
And if we're not right now, it's not too late. It is not too late.
Amen.
For my children, right now in the church where I serve, we're teaching ages 12 to 18. 12 to 18. And they're not getting away. They're not getting away. They're 12. How old was Jesus when he was in that temple? He was 12. They're 12 years old, sir. And they're not getting away. They didn't get away. Ask them, did they get away? Oh, they didn't get away. Because we didn't allow them to. We didn't allow them to. We didn't allow them to get away.
Amen.
We did not allow them to get away. Amen.
Yes.
I was much younger then than I am now. Amen. But it hasn't changed. The message of Jesus has not changed. And that's what we have to understand. The message that Bishop preaches from this podium, whichever one he uses, the message Jesus has not changed.
Yes.
The message of Jesus has not changed.
Yes.
This is what we need to understand.
Yes.
The message of Jesus has not changed.
Yes.
Hasn't changed.
Yes.
The Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, that we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That our children, teach them to pray.
Amen.
We have a lesson that we teach our young, our youth. Lord, teach us to pray.
Amen.
And you, and let me tell you right now, anybody that know us know they're learning to pray.
Hallelujah.
And you don't give me no 1 minute prayer. I tell them, you don't pray for no 1 minute. Who do you think you're dealing with? No, you don't give no 1 minute prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. That prayer was from Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. So you got to give me some of what he did.
Right.
Amen, everybody?
Amen.
Let's start teaching our children how to pray.
Amen.
Teach them to pray from the Bible.
Amen.
Teach them to sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen, everybody?
Amen.
Let's teach our children.
Twelve.
Oh, I have to tell you the last chapter 3. The next time we see Jesus, everybody's in Luke chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Let's get his age. Let's get it down. Some of us are past this age. If I've been married that many years, you know I'm married. You know I passed that age a long time. Now, Luke chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And Jesus himself, about to be what?
30.
How old?
30.
Everybody, what is it?
30.
Oh, you know what? You're a lot of people, but I don't hear a lot of voices. What age?
30.
Okay? Now, that's all I wanted. I didn't want to leave you without the last age that we know Jesus in the Bible. Okay? The last age that I researched and found Jesus in the Bible. Amen, everybody?
Amen.
Now, you are the guardian of your children.
Right.
And because you are the guardian, you pay the rent. You buy the food, you buy the clothes, you get their hair done, spending all their money. You do all this. You do all this. Tell them, today we will start Bible study. Today we will, and if you have begun Bible study already, that is very, very good. But don't give up on the Bible study. Keep studying the Bible with your children. And you know what to do? You go to Luke chapter 2. You go to Matthew chapter 2. You go to Luke chapter 3 and show your children, I want you to be like Jesus. And you know what I've learned, Bishop Keith? So when I show people scriptures, they believe it.
Yeah.
When I just tell them, they are apprehensive. They don't believe a lot of things. Yeah. So we were in Sunday school the other Sunday, our bishop. And while we were in Sunday school, somebody said, we believe you. We believe you. I said, no, I don't want you to believe me.
Yeah.
I want you to believe the Bible.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. And I went right to it in the Bible. So now let's turn to it and let's read it.
Yeah.
That's what you do with your children.
Yeah.
Mom, you don't have to show them. Yes, you do. You do have to show them.
Yeah.
Because I believe that they're going to believe you more if you let them go. And you show them.
Amen.
Okay, the Bible. Now let's go to one other thing, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to the bishop. Now, in chapter 40, Jesus has grown from a babe in a manger to 8 days old to a young child, from 2 years old and under to the age 12, and then they now age 40. Now, can we remember? And the child grew. I'm going to say those again. The child grew. Your children are grown.
Amen.
And waxed strong in spirit. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit. The child was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Yeah.
Now the scripture we know, and when ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now we have another scripture that talks about, and the grace of God was upon him. We need the grace of God upon us.
Yeah.
That way we can operate. The
Amen.
Way Jesus did.
Amen.
Amen, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Is it okay? I didn't ask for that, so I'm going to let Pastor Keith, I'm sorry, Bishop Keith, come back to the microphone, and I'm going to give the microphone to him, because there's some things that I did not ask.
Go ahead. What?
Bless God.
Is there anybody in this house that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ? We did the song to be like Jesus. Is there anybody in this house that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. So if we all die today, we're saying that we are going to heaven. And that is wonderful. Amen. That is wonderful. Is there anybody in this house that is not well today? You say, I'm not feeling well. You say, I'm sick. I don't feel well. Just stand right where you are. We're going to pray for you right where you are. Okay? You just stay right where you are. If there's anybody in this house, I'm not feeling well. Stay right where you are. And we're going to pray for you right where you are. Amen. We have one person that is standing. And we're going to believe God for now. How many of you believe that God answers prayer? God answers prayer. It's a little after noon time. The songwriters say, God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So let your heart be in tune. Your heart in tune. Do you believe if we pray God will hear? I believe you will. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer. Transgressions. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus was bruised for this woman's iniquities, and the chastisement of her peace is right now upon you, Jesus. And with your stripes, she is healed. Touch her right now, God. From the very crown of her head, God, even to the soles of her feet. We say thank you. We say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Yes. You said that whatsoever we desire, when we pray to believe, that we receive it, and your word said we shall have it. Yes. And God, we receive this miracle right now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you.
eyes, they not going to see what they saw the first time.
They wouldn't be in the situation. But today we're unloading and casting all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more guilt, no more struggle. We're putting them in the hands of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you want to pray for them? Oh,
Before they go away to school,
I was just thinking, you know, sometimes we get intimidated by their attitude.
Yes.